الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتاكم رمضان شهر مبارك فرض الله عليكم صيامه صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My most respected brothers and elders, when the month of Rajab would enter, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, grant us barakah. Grant us blessings in the month of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban, and allow us to reach the month of Ramadan. The reality is that many who were with us last year in Ramadan, many friends, many family members are not with us this year in Ramadan. And the reality of death is such that many who were perhaps with us last night and witnessed Shab-e Barat, the 15th night of Sha'ban, will not reach the month of Ramadan. And this is the reality of death. In one place in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions five aspects which are solely in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously we understand that everything in this dunya, every leaf on every tree, every grain of sand is in the power, the knowledge, the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions five aspects which are solely, especially in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of these aspects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. That no person knows when he will pass away. No person knows where he will pass away. No person knows when death will come to him. No person knows when he will drink from the cup of death. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every person will have to face this reality. And nobody knows when this reality will come to me. So an intelligent person, if he knows that I do not know when my death will come, then I should be ready I should be ready for death at every point in my life. I will not go to such places which I will not like to pass away in. I will not do such actions which I will not like to pass away while doing. I will not wear such clothing which I will not like to pass away while wearing. So this is the reality of death. So we need to remind ourselves of this reality at all times. Take a few minutes every day, ponder over this reality. Imagine ghusl being made of your body. Imagine your body being shrouded in a kafan. Imagine your body being transported to the graveyard. Imagine your body being put in that grave. It is mentioned regarding pious people of the past, that when they used to become lazy with their amal-e-salihah, with their good actions, Then they used to dig their own graves. They used to dig their own graves, and when this laziness used to set in, they used to go lie down in that grave. They used to go lie down in that grave, and they used to ask themselves that when you come here, what will you do? And this will motivate them. This will motivate them to carry on with their amali salihah. So we need to remind ourselves of this reality every day. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us barakah, blessings in this month of Sha'aban. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the ability to witness another month of Ramadan. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the virtue, the importance of the month of Ramadan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that Atakum Ramadan, that Ramadan has come to you. Shahrun Mubarak, a blessed month, a great month, a month which is very great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faradallahu alaykum siyama. In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for you to fast during the day. تُفْتَحُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. In the month of Ramadan, the doors of the heavens are flung open. وَتُغْلَقُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَهِيمِ. And the doors of Jahannam are closed in this month. وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ مَرَدَةُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. Those evil, treacherous shayateen who normally try and whisper in the hearts of man, try and misguide insan, misguide the believers. Any person who tries to lead a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tries to tread the sirat-i-mustaqim, he tries to tread the straight path, then those shayateen are there, ready to take him off the sirat-i-mustaqim, ready to misguide him, ready to incite him, ready to whisper in this person's heart. But in the month of Ramadan, such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become close to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to earn our jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do well in this test of this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala locks up those rebellious shayateen, locks up those evil shayateen. So it is easier for us to do a'mali salihah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lillahi fihi laylatun khayrun min alfi shahr. In this month is a night which is greater than 1,000 months. Such a night, such is the greatness of this night, that ibadat, worship on this night, is greater than worship on 1,000 nights. Such is the mercy, such is the forgiveness, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month. The hadith continues, وَمَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ. That person who is deprived of the blessings of this month, this person who doesn't value this month, does not show importance to this month, he does not spend this month correctly, he does not spend this month in the ibadat, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not spend this month building his akhirat, building his jannat, that person who is deprived, فَقَدْ حُرِمَ, then indeed, this is a really unfortunate person. This person has really been deprived. So let us all try, let us all make that intention to value, to show importance to every second, every moment to the month of Ramadan. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that yunazzilu fihi ar-rahmah. This is a month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down his special mercy to this dunya. وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins in this month. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَا. And this is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts du'as. We are all human, we are all insan. We all have mistakes. All of us have our own problems, our own difficulties, our own needs, our own wants from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can say that he doesn't have anything to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whatever difficulty, whatever problem, whatever your need may be, I am here to answer that dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy with a person when he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is a month of forgiveness. This is a month wherein duas are accepted. So let us try, let us make this intention to take maximum benefit from this month. And this is a month of great opportunity. This month brings along with it many great opportunities. And one of the great opportunities this month brings is the opportunity to read the Hajjud Salah. We all know the value, the virtue, the greatness of the Hajjud Salah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the Faraid, after the Fard Salah, this is one of the greatest Nafil Salahs in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the dead of night, leaving your warm bed when everyone else is sleeping, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. What a great sacrifice. Obviously will have a very, very great reward. So we know the reward, we know the value, we know the virtue of this nafil ibadat of the Hajjud Salah. But many of us do not get the opportunity to read the Tahajjud Salah throughout the year. But in the time of Ramadan, Ramadan brings the opportunity that we are awake at that time. We are awake, we are partaking of Sehri at that time. We are physically nourishing ourselves. So let us take out a few moments, let us wake up a little earlier and take out some time for our spiritual nourishment as well. Let us take out a few moments, take out a few minutes to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tahajjud. Let us take out a few moments at this time to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the opportunity that Ramadan brings, the opportunity to read tahajjud salah. And man taqarraba bi khuslatin fi Ramadan kana kaman adda faridatan fi ghayriha. That person who reads a nafil salah, who does any nafil ibadat in the month of Ramadan, then it will be as if he did a fard action out of the month of Ramadan. Such a great reward for a person who does a nafil ibadat in the month of Ramadan. So let us try and bring the nafil ibadat into our lives in the month of Ramadan. Tahajjud salah, the other nafil salah, ishraq salah, which is performed approximately 20 minutes after sunrise. Awabin salah, the 6 rakats after maghrib. And for each of these nafil salah, we will get the reward of a fard salah. So great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person who performs a fard ibadat in the month of Ramadan will get the reward of 70 faraid. Will get the reward of 70 faraid. Salatul Jama'ati tafdulu salatul fadhi bi 27 daraja. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in one hadith, explaining the importance of salah performed in jama'ah, salah performed in congregation, that salah performed in congregation is 27 times more virtuous than salah performed individually. So this is throughout the entire year. So let us try and make this intention to perform our every fard salah in the masjid with jama'ah, inshallah. And we will get the reward of the virtue of 27 times more virtuous than salah performed individually. And on top of that, for every fara'id, every fard salah we will read in Ramadan, we will get the reward for 70 fara'id. 70 fara'id. Unfortunately, we find that every person, every individual attaches value to different aspects of his life. Every person attaches value to different things. But we find that most of the aspects that we attach value to are aspects of this dunya. And we do not have that value, that importance for akhirat in our hearts. Scholars give an example for us to understand this, and they say that if a person is selling his car, and he's selling his car for 50,000 rand, the value of that car is 50,000 rand. And one person comes and offers this person 50,000 rand for that car. And another person comes and offers 10 times that amount and offers him 500,000 for that car. Then this person will definitely take the second offer. And if for some reason he takes the first offer, his friends will laugh at him, his children will question him, his family will rebuke him. That why did you not take the second offer that was right in front of you? You could have got 10 times the amount. And the reason why we would react in this way, it's because we have the value of this dunya in our hearts. We understand the value of the wealth of this world in our hearts. But if, for example, we hear about the virtue of the month of Ramadan, that a person who does one fara'id will get the reward of 70 fara'id, or any other hadith showing the virtue of any ibadat, that salah performed in jama'at is 27 times more virtuous than salah performed individually. But if a person does not go and perform his salah in jama'at in the masjid, then no one will tell him anything. His friends won't tell him anything. His family won't tell him anything. And the reason why we will react in this way is because we do not have the value of akhirat in our hearts. We do not have the value of thawab, of rewards in our hearts. Whereas this reward, this thawab will earn us the ultimate prize, the ultimate prize of Jannah. So let us try, let us bring the reality, let us bring the value, the virtue of thawab, of rewards in our hearts. So this is the first opportunity the month of Ramadan brings. The opportunity for us to bring tahajjud salah in our lives. The encouragement for us to bring salah with jama'ah in our lives. The encouragement to be punctual in our fara'id. So this is the first great opportunity the month of Ramadan brings. The second great opportunity and the second aspect that we should be showing importance and attaching value to in the month of Ramadan is the aspect of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that inna lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala utaqa'a fi kulli yawmin wa layla, yani fi Ramadan. that in every day and every night in Ramadan, a large group of people are freed from the fire of Jahannam. A large group of people every day and every night in the month of Ramadan are freed from the fire of Jahannam. We are all human, we all make mistakes, we all need the forgiveness, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that every day in the month of Ramadan, a large group of people are being freed. So let us take our time every day and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in istighfar, in tawbah, in repentance for all that we have done, all our mistakes, all our evil doings. So this aspect of dua, and in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ فِي رَمَضَانٍ دَعْوَةً مُسْتَجَابًا. That for every believer in the month of Ramadan is one accepted dua. For every day and every night in the month of Ramadan, each believer will have one accepted dua in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can say that we do not need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can say that I do not want anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us this opportunity to ask from Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that ask from Me whatever you need, whatever you desire, I will grant you whatever you need. Whatever problem, whatever difficulty you may be in, I will remove that difficulty, I will remove that grief. So this is the opportunity that this month of Ramadan brings. The opportunity to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, the opportunity of getting our du'as accepted. We learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that four du'as that we should be making abundantly in the month of Ramadan. The first is to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is to ask for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is not in need, we are all in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second two is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for jannat, and to seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fire of Jahannam. Every person at every stage of his life will define success in a different way. But true success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spells out in the Quran Kareem. That فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاز. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. That person who was saved from the fire of Jahannam, he was turned away from the fire of Jahannam. وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ. And he was made to enter the eternal bliss of Jannah. فَقَدْ فَاز. Then indeed this person is the successful person. Indeed he is the truly successful person. He has passed the ultimate test of life. He has passed the ultimate test of life. So let us take our time every day. Let us make this part of our routine in Ramadan. To make these four du'as. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah and for Jannatul Firdaus, for the highest stage of Jannah with companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fire of Jahannam. So this is the second opportunity that the month of Ramadan brings along with it, the opportunity of dua, the opportunity of our du'as being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third opportunity this month of Ramadan brings along with it is the opportunity of the recitation of the Quran Kareem. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan, the month in which the Quran was revealed. This is the month in which the Quran was revealed. And in one hadith it is mentioned that the other scriptures of other Anbiya were also revealed in this month. And it was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it mentioned one hadith, وَكَانَ جِبْرِيلُ يَلْقَاهُ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانٍ فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to meet Jibreel alayhi salam every night in the month of Ramadan, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to revise the Quran with Jibreel alayhi salam. So this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the pious predecessors of the past, Qatada radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to complete a khatam of the Quran every 3 days in the month of Ramadan. And it used to come to the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, then every night he used to complete a khatam of the Quran Kareem. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, it is mentioned regarding these two great scholars, these two great jurists, that in the month of Ramadan, in total, they used to recite 60 khatams of the Quran Kareem. They used to finish the Quran Kareem cover to cover 60 times in the month of Ramadan. If you have to calculate that, that is one Quran every day and one Quran every night. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, the great scholar, used to stop his lessons of hadith. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala used to teach hadith. And he used to stop his lessons of hadith in the month of Ramadan. And Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala used to dedicate himself to the Quran Kareem. If you look in the recent past, Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Rahimullah Ta'ala passed away within the last 30 years or so. And Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Rahimullah Ta'ala used to recite the entire Quran every day in the month of Ramadan. Every day in the month of Ramadan he used to complete one khatam of the Quran Kareem. And he mentions in his Fadaili Ramadan that he was so happy to see that the woman folk of his home were competing with one another with the recitation of the Quran Kareem. Then who can read more? And the result of this was the result of showing this value, this importance to the month of Ramadan. He says that the woman folk of my home used to read 15 to 20 paras of the Quran every day in the month of Ramadan. Along with all other aspects, all other household works, they used to read 15 to 20 paras of the Quran every day in the month of Ramadan. So this is the value, this is the value the Sahaba radiallahu anhum showed, the pious predecessors of the past. This is the value they showed to the month of Ramadan. So let us take our time every day, let us not waste 1 second of this month of Ramadan. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala mentions that once Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a dream. And Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that كيف نتقرب إليك, that how will I gain closeness to you? How will I gain closeness to you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, with the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem, بِفَهْمِهِ أَوْ بِغَيْرِ فَهْمِهِ, even if you don't understand what you are reading, but this is a means of becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all desire the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the opportunity the month of Ramadan brings for us to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to build our akhirat, for us to build our jannat, for us to earn thawab in the akhirat, for us to pile thawab onto our scales by means of recitation of the Quran Kareem, by means of dhikr, by means of tarawih salah, by means of dua, for us to get our duas accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, with regards to tarawih salah, there are two sunnahs with regards to tarawih salah. One is to complete the khatam of Quran in Tarawih Salah. Some people feel that once I have completed my khatam, then I do not have to need Tarawih Salah anymore. But this is just one aspect, this is just one sunnah of Tarawih Salah. And another sunnah of Tarawih Salah is to read 20 rakats of Tarawih Salah every night in the month of Ramadan. So let us make this intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this opportunity. Every second, every moment we stand on the musalla, we are earning rewards in the akhirat. We are building our akhirat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that every person's jannat is empty. Every person's jannat is a barren land. And it is up to him to build his own jannah. It is up to him to build his akhirat. Scholars give an example for us to understand the importance and the virtue of this month of Ramadan. And they explain that it is like a person who has been given a money printing machine just for 1 month. For 1 month he is given a money printing machine. And if we have to put ourselves in that person's shoes, if we have to put ourselves in that situation, then how much will he spend time with other activities? How much will he spend time on our food and drink? How much time will we spend time on our social lives? How much time will we spend on our phones? We will say, no, leave everything for afterwards. I just have this money printing machine just for this month. I will maximize every second, every moment of this month. So likewise, the month of Ramadan, we have a reward printing machine, a reward multiplying machine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Let us not waste even a second, even a moment of this month. Let us spend every second, every moment in the recitation of Quran, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us perform all our 5 times salah with jama'ah in the masjid. Let us not miss a single tarawih in the masjid. Let us try and maximize this month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to spend the month of Ramadan correctly. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Ramadan from all of us, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.